1-800-300-2167.
At Advance Auto Parts, we believe the words fast and car belong together, like sling and shot. So when you need a part for your car, we get it for you fast, because that's just how we roll. We roll fast. Plus, now get up to $30 back by mail when you buy Wagner Thermo Quiet Brake Pads. Up to $30 back. Yeah, it's like a money slingshot. One more way. Service is our best part.
See store for details.
Of all the souvenirs you can bring home, the best one's your own money. Motel 6 is the lowest price of any national chain. Call 1-800-4-MOTEL-6 or book at motel6.com.
This is Jim McMillan inviting you to join me and John Shea as we broadcast the Inside Out Show from Outdoor Living Incorporated this Saturday.
Outdoor Living is at Big Bend just east of I-44 in Kirkwood.
There'll be free food, door prizes, and big values during their deck expo.
Everything you need for a deck, they'll have at Outdoor Living. Be there. Don't miss it. Inside Out Show. Outdoor Living. See you Saturday, 11 to 1 o'clock. I-44 at Big Bend in Kirkwood as we broadcast the Inside Out Show from Outdoor Living this Saturday.
We'll see you there.
If you've shopped for siding, you have probably noticed all the products look alike. One exception is Amazing Plank Acrylic Siding. From the bold, rich colors to the unique wood grain, Amazing Plank Acrylic Siding stands out from the crowd. And since Amazing Plank is the longest one-piece insulated siding system available, unsightly seams are a thing of the past. For a limited time, receive an additional 20% off or 18 months no interest. Call Amazing Siding today, 636-230-5800.
Call Amazing Siding and you'll never paint again.
You heard him. Turn the volume up. You heard him.
Great opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
Yeah. There's no fun left on
FM. So we're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
hot beef injection.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people need that.
We're about to get
voice, it makes me want to do Marge's voice.
Oh, boy.
Maybe not as good today as it was yesterday.
Okay. All right. So I've lost it. I had it yesterday. I lost it today. Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the April 11th edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you. Bruce, I can barely hear you, boys.
All right.
There you go. The April 11th edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, or as we like to call them, Mark and Jason, with Steve Nicholas. We'll talk about this thing called investing for a minute or so, but before we do that, we have to do this.
Hey!
And that is a round of introductions. Let's start where we always start, with the control board, in place of Eon the Peon, who is away attending to some personal business. And thank you for the emails, people concerned. It's just personal family stuff. And we all have to take a break every once in a while. I have an older dad, and it's life. It's stuff. He'll be back. Till then, filling in, doing a great job, is Mini P. Mini P.
I shall call him Mini Me.
Now, Lauren, I told you before, it's not Mini Me like Austin Powers. It's Mini P. You don't listen. You don't listen. Mini P.
She.
Man,
idiot. Unbelievable.
Her voice got low.
Yeah. Mini P, just say markandjason.com.
Markandjason.com.
Okay, that's great. And now say hello to the chicks.
Hello to the chicks.
See, he used to do that.
Yeah.
And then he got married, and then I think he thought, I can't say hi to the chicks anymore. And then we told him, yeah, you still can say hi to the chick. But unfortunately, for the rest of your life, that's all you can do, is just say hi to them, unless you want to be in divorce court. Now, I turn to my right, would be your left speaker, Dan Strauss, in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hey, Dan.
In after many, many years of broadcasting, 35 or so, but he's never been a part of a show like this and says he hopes never to be again. It's been a great 4 days having him in here. John Larrabee. John, say hi to everybody.
Hi to everybody.
There you go. That's John Larrabee.
It's good to be here.
I didn't ask you to say more. I just
I'm
said,
excited,
you know,
to
don't
be
pad
here.
Your part. Okay. Hebe Jimenez
be
is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
horses hind end.
And we're talking about taxes due on Monday on April 15th, and Rat Boy just shared with me he does not own a home, but he takes a huge deduction. He takes like $400 a year for what?
Cheese.
Cheese deduction.
Wow.
Well, that makes sense. He studies cheese. He talks about cheese. It's part of his whole routine. I think you should get a deduction for that. And if you like polka music, and who doesn't, how about it for Bruce Limperist and the All Boy? Right about then is where we usually hear. There it is, right there. All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Whoa. There it is. Now we have applause.
Now the crowd.
The crowd in the annex. Yeah. Turn their mics on. There they are.
They're sleeping.
They were clapping. They fell asleep while Larrabee kept going on and on about happy to be here. Yeah. That's when they dozed off.
Give the guy an inch.
That's right. Well, easy for you to say. We're brought to you by Mark and Jason. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker with Stifel Nicolaus. Now, this investing thing, let's talk about this for a second. Because people tend to think of it as in terms of retirement. I'm putting money away to retire. The other thing they do is college. Okay, I'm starting to putting some money away for college. I've never understood the college fund thing, because to me, money is money. And if you have money put away, a certain amount of money, then you have a certain amount of money. You can take out some for college if you want. You can take out some for a wedding or an emergency. But I never found the need to do a fund. Like, it's just, how much can we put away and still have a really fun life, you know, and not give up doing anything just to have some money saved? So you kind of have to split the difference. Now, I have known a guy in my life. I don't see him now. I hardly ever see him. But when we were first married in our early years, he saved his wife's entire paycheck, which was smart. But then he also, when he would order a car, he would ask the dealer, what is the very least that I can get on a car? I think if he could have, he'd have said no heater, okay? he just a stripped down. I'm not kidding. I never got in a car that was so stripped down. You know, no radio, no white walls, no fancy hubcaps, just black wall, ugly. That's how he lived. The cheapest TV. I want the cheap remote control. No, thank you. I mean, rabbit
I've
ears.
Got a kid.
Yeah. I got a kid to go home and change the channel.
That's right.
I don't want to live like that. I don't want to live just not doing anything. I remember he told me one time that when they went on vacation, they would try to find these, what do you call these, hostels or something? Like people that let you stay in their house.
Yeah.
Wow, really? I mean, I could see that maybe in another country where you want to learn their culture and live with a family, but he did it if he went to Seattle or something. He'd see if people would take boarders to save money. Now, here's the deal. Have as good a life as you can have on whatever money you have, and then also put some away. And if you put some away first, pay yourself first. Just right off the top, go, I'm giving myself 10% or whatever. Do that. Do that for as many years as you possibly can. Start as early as you can. And then the rest, you live the life that you'd like to live with that money. But people tend to pay themselves last, and sometimes they never get around to it, so they pay themselves never. And they end up 50, 60, 70 years old. And, wow, they meant to put money away, but just never seem to get around to it. Nobody has ever said, wow, am I sorry I saved all this money. You've never heard those words, and you're not going to hear them. Here's what you do. If you have $25,000 or more to invest, and maybe you already have it invested, that's okay. You set up a meeting with Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. Mark and Jason, Stifel Nicolaus. See what they think about what you're doing with your money. I think you'll like what they have to say. And I don't even know what they're going to say to you. But the reason I can say that is because I've gotten lots of emails from people that say, I really like the way they operate. They're not going to make ridiculous forecasts or promises for your money or how much interest you're going to gain. They don't do that. They're very realistic. And they'll tell you the upside, the downside to anything you want to throw at them. And in the end, I think you're going to be glad you got some advice, even if it's secondary advice. You already have an advisor. MarkandJason.com. Now, we used to have an outdoor segment on Thursday. We don't have that anymore, but I still have the sponsor for it. So what I like to do is do the outdoor segment myself. And it's kind of the same segment every Thursday. We don't have a theme. I need to get a theme. Manny P., if you're still in there, maybe we'll come up with an outdoor theme. What's a good outdoor song?
MacArthur Park.
Well, that's a good one. That's good. It's a park. It's outdoors.
Rains on the cake.
Or a fishing song, Red River Valley or something. And then here's my outdoor segment. Hey, everybody, try to get outdoors. That's it. Brought to you by Pistols Plus. That segment. Thank you so much. That was brought to you by Pistols Plus in Osage Beach, Missouri. And I have a message for you men and women who like to shoot and like to defend yourselves. I got a call this morning, and they want me to let you know that for as hard as these AR-15s are to find, they got a couple of dozen of them at Pistols Plus, and I don't know of anybody else who can say that. Now, they're different calibers. Most of them are 223s, and if you know about the AR-15, that's the standard. That's the one most people want. And if you know what the... And most people won't get this reference, but Black Rain, that's all I'll say. They have that. 223s, they have AR-15s. They don't have, you know, an abundance of them, but they have more than almost anybody else. So if you're in the market for one, I would head... Like, go to tomorrow or Saturday to Osage Beach Pistols Plus, right in the heart of Osage Beach. Ran into a lady a couple of days ago, and she was with two or three friends, and we've talked about this before. They're in that Red Hat Club. Have you seen these women?
Yes.
You can't miss them because they're usually at lunch somewhere.
You know, the new ones, they have to wear purple hats.
I've seen this.
Yes.
Now, that's... We talked about this one before. I think that's the... It's like the Brownies and the Girl Scouts.
Yeah.
I think the purple is before you're taken in as a red hat.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. But I don't know what they do, because I never hear of... And the Red Hat Club ladies have just donated $1 million to... I just think they have lunch.
I think they have lunch with red hats, and that's about it.
And that's really it. I don't know there's a significance to the red hat. John, have you seen the red hat ladies?
I can't say I have.
I don't know how you could. Well, we just we forgot. John doesn't go out or
no.
He watches TV.
Boring.
No. Well, he's not boring.
No.
His life is not boring. So it's, I asked this lady, I said, "Oh, Red Hat Club." She said, "Yeah." And I said, "So what how many of you are there here?" And she said, "Oh," and she kind of like looked around like she didn't know. She's counting. "There's a few of us." And I said, "What are you ladies doing?" "Oh, we're just out for the day." And I'm still thinking, what do you do? Is there an initiation?
Yeah,
do
you're
pay?
Holding back, lady. Come on.
Do you pay to be in the Red Hat Club? Do you have to have your red hat approved by a committee? No, not that red. That's not the right shade of red. I don't know. Now, there's a video. Saw it on the news this morning, and I think it might have been on also last night. It's a Chicago robbery in a what looks to be kind of a convenience store, and it's a great video because this scumbag comes in with a loaded gun, and he fires 10 rounds. This is a very small little store, and he's 10 feet away from this guy, and he fires 10 shots and only hits him with one in the leg. And the guy behind the counter, along with the guy's brother-in-law, the guy behind the counter happens to have his brother-in-law, I guess, working in the store, too, who later on jumps into the fray. They beat the daylights out of this guy with a gun. It was so beautiful to watch, but they did it with a baseball bat. The sad thing is, this Chicago deal... Chicago, I'm sure, won't allow the store owner to have a gun. So he had to beat him with a bat. And now, in this case, he was lucky, and he was pretty good at swinging that bat. He cracked that guy over the head a couple of times real good.
He must not have been a Cub, then, if he was good swinging the bat.
He was no former baseball player. Very good. Or current Cub player.
Yeah.
But my point is, it's just too bad he couldn't have been allowed to have a gun. He could have put an end to this real quick. Put one or two in that guy and put him down and drop him, and that would have been the end of it. He got very lucky that this guy was a bad shot under pressure, and that he had that big stick, that big bat. But it's worth watching. It's great video because you literally sit there cheering for the guy who's beaten the thug with this bat. I've said before we all should have been CEOs of something. We should have gone to a business school, learned business, learned how to be a CEO. The CEO at JCPenney has been kicked out. His name is Ron Johnson. He's 54 years old. Check this out. In the 1 year that he's been CEO, JCPenney shares of their stock have dropped 44%.
Oops.
Now,
that's a lot.
1 year as just CEO, and he's I love this. He's stepping down. No, he's not stepping down anywhere. They kicked him out. You don't step down from a job like this. Get this. In 2011, he got to come on board. He got a stock grant, $53 million.
Oh, man.
And then he, with his first full year, he was there a little over a year of the company, he made $2 million. I want one of these jobs. I want a $2 million a year job and an upfront signing bonus of about $53 to ruin your company, and then in just a year and a half, I go on my merry way and go, well, you fix it. I broke everything.
Yeah.
I don't get that. I don't get that whole CEO thing. And I know that not all CEOs make that kind of money. These are the monster companies. We've got a guy down in Texas who's done what I think is very smart. There are lots of restaurants that make reference to the female anatomy. Hooters, for example.
Oh, I get it now.
What?
You never got it?
Oh, you just now hit you?
There's a restaurant chain.
Okay.
There's a restaurant chain
that
called.
That explains the uniform.
That's right. There's a restaurant chain called Twin Peaks, the Tilted Kilt. Do we have Tilted? We have Tilted Kilt.
I think we do, yeah.
I think we do. So it was announced 2 days ago that a guy down in Texas has registered with the U.S. Patent Office the term breastaurant, which I think is very smart.
Yeah.
Because
yeah, sure.
He says his Bikini's Sports Bar and Grill is the first breastaurant, and he has other plans on opening other places, and nobody now can call their place a breastaurant unless they pay for the rights, because he owns, through the patent office, the trademark restaurant. And I think it's right now it's Bikini Sports Bar and Grill down in Texas is the America's, he says, only restaurant, but he has some other plans, so good for him. I say doesn't hurt anybody.
Yeah.
I couldn't read this without thinking of KTRS.
Like a place you'd take your 6 month old for lunch.
Yeah.
Well, if it's breastfeeding,
yeah,
you would.
A,
if
yeah,
it's breast, 6 months, it could still be breastfeeding. It'd be the perfect
place.
That
was my point.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't get your point.
A lot of people don't.
Yeah. Now, there's a company out of Jacksonville, Illinois, and I also see they have locations in Granite City, Decatur, Litchfield, Mattoon, Mount Vernon, Granite City, Peoria, Quincy, and Springfield, Illinois, and in St. Louis. They have a total of 97 employees. That's not very many employees for that many locations, but they have 97 employees. But here's the story. And when I read it, I thought, I know that KTRS will see this story and get an idea. And here's the story. The owners of this company just celebrated their 100th year in business. And on the 100th day of that 100th year, they gave every single employee as they showed up to work $100.
Wow.
$100 for 97 people. Every shift, every worker. And I got to thinking about this, and July 7th will mark our 16th year with this show on this station. You watch. I'll bet there'll be $16.
Oh,
if I know this place, they'll read this, and they'll go, let's step up, and let's give Peon $16 and Dan $16 and Frank $16. You watch.
I bet they do.
Maybe not.
Either
maybe
that or we'll have to pay when we walk in. We'll have to give them $16.
Yeah. Hey, we read that story and we didn't like it. We thought it'd go the other way.
You'll notice there's a meter on the door. You have to deposit. Please deposit $16.
Pay for the privilege of working here. All right, now tell me if you think this is an odd coincidence. I almost think this is somehow tied into the release of Jurassic Park in 3D. There's a story out, and it's just too much of a coincidence that, ooh, it's out just as Jurassic Park 3D is released. They say they've discovered a 190 million-year-old fossilized dinosaur egg, and you can see the little dinosaur embryos in there. The eggshells and the bones are the oldest that have ever been found. It says the first time they can actually look and see how fast dinosaurs grew. 200 little tiny bones found with eggshell fragments, and they can tell that it was a fossilized egg with the little embryos in it. Now, really? I mean, they just found this as this movie is released. It just seems...
What a coincidence.
Yeah, too much. I forgot Jurassic Park. How did they bring them back to life? They found them.
He found a mosquito. A mosquito that had stung and sucked the blood from a dinosaur. A dinosaur, like they say in the...
And so what happened? They somehow were able to extract from a mosquito.
Extract DNA. The blood, DNA from the mosquito and create the dinosaurs.
All right, I'd like to send a message out to Taco Bell. I like Taco Bell and I like their tacos. This disturbed me. It says Taco Bell promises better nutrition by 2020. No.
What?
No, don't do it.
Don't rush into it.
That's what I thought. I go, okay, all right, you know what?
Give us 7 years.
Yeah, in 7 years, we're going to have some more healthy stuff. Here's what I say.
Here's your salad. Shut up.
Yeah, don't do it. Come on, man. I like it the way it is. Don't cave. Don't cave to this. Less sodium. I love sodium. I salt everything. I salt everything before I even taste it. Yeah. Taco Bell. Thanks at least for putting it off for 7 years. Maybe that'll give you time to change your mind and just keep doing what you're doing. You know what? That ground beef on that taco at Taco Bell, that's some good. That's some good beef. It really is. I told you, I was on a plane one time with a guy. He just left Taco Bell to take another job. And instead of bad-mouthing him, you think when a guy leaves a company, yeah, let me tell you something, at Taco Bell, they're horrible. He said, it's the finest, and he was a big vice president. He said, it's like the finest ground beef of any of the chains. And he proceeds to tell me which restaurants have the highest quality ground beef. And he said, Wendy's, Steak and Shake, and Taco Bell. I'll never forget that. I'm on a plane with him. And he didn't work there anymore. He could have said, you know, something horrible if he wanted to. But yeah, I didn't. Very complimentary. Let's get the ladies in. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
All right, in honor of the Postal Service deciding to keep mail on Saturday, I started thinking, post office jokes. How many are there? There aren't many, but there's one that came to mind. And so the first one that came to mind, I decided I'd do today and dedicate it to the postal workers who now, going to have to work 6 days a week. Continue that for a while. And it's the story of a mailman. I mean, they still exist, those that go door to door and put the mail in the little thing on your porch. They're still out there. They carry the big mail bag. And this is the story of a guy's last day. He's going to retire as a postal delivery guy, mailman. And as he goes to each house, word gets out, you know, Harry's retiring. It's his last day. And his customers have always loved him. The kids love him. So he goes to a house, his first house that day, to deliver mail. And he's greeted at the door by the whole family. And they have a fishing pole that they've picked out for him and a tackle box. Harry, happy retirement. Wow, we hate losing. You're the greatest mailman. And his eyes tear up. He hugs the whole family. He goes on to the next house. And at the next house, they present him. He loves golf. So they present him with like a $400 driver, a beautiful golf club. It's got a bow tied on it. Harry, have a great retirement. We're going to miss you so much. They all cry. He goes on to the next house. And the next house, it's an old man lives by himself. And he hands Harry a box of Cuban cigars. He says, Harry, I know we've talked about it. You like a good cigar every once in a while. Well, these are as good as it gets. Don't ask me how I got them. I have some connections. They're Cubans, the finest Cubans. Happy retirement. He's crying. And he goes to the next house, and he's greeted at the door by the lady of the house, who's about 28, and just a knockout. Mm. Gorgeous. She greets him at the door in a see-through negligee. And she says, Harry, it's your last day. That's what I hear. He said, yeah, it's my last day. She says, come on, it's your last day. Come on in for a few minutes. Come on, set the big old mail bag down. Come on in here. So he goes in. She sits him down in the easy chair and says, let me pour you a drink. And she pours him a drink. What do you like? He says, well, I like scotch. She has gone and bought the finest scotch you can buy. Expensive, like a $150 bottle of scotch. She pours him a couple of scotches. He says, boy, this is some good stuff. She says, when you leave, you know, just take the bottle with you. She says, how about a back rub? You've been carrying that, you've been delivering mail for you. So she starts massaging his shoulders. And then she says, come on, let's go upstairs. And she takes him upstairs. And she proceeds to make love to Harry. Like he's never experienced anything like it in his life. It's unbelievable. He can't believe what's happening. And then they go downstairs, and she says, here, sit down. And right in front of him, she prepares breakfast. Scrambled eggs, sausage, bacon, gravy, biscuits, coffee. And on the table, there's an envelope. And it says, Harry. And he opens it up, and there's a dollar bill in it. And he says, I don't know what to say. He says, I'm overwhelmed. This is unbelievable. He says, wow, making love. I've never had anybody make love to me like that. And the scotch, and then you make breakfast to me. He says, but I'm confused. You make love to me, and then, you know, we come down here, and you make, and there's an envelope, there's a dollar in it. I'm confused. She says, look, I told my husband, I said, you know, Harry is retiring, our mailman, after 30 years. What should we do? And he said, screw him, give him a dollar. She says, breakfast was my idea.
Had some problems out there traffic-wise. Airborne right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
They're wrapping up an accident on southbound 270 at Ladue, or just a little south of Ladue. It's up on the right shoulder, but it did have a couple lanes blocked. Boy, things are jammed up from midway between McKelvey and Dorset all the way down through Doherty Ferry now. Southbound 170 is heavy from northbound is heavy from Natural Bridge up through Scudder. Southbound 170 slow from Olive down through 64, and eastbound 270, you're heavy now approaching McDonald through Washington Elizabeth. This traffic report is brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Try something different for breakfast, like the Bread Company's roasted turkey breakfast sandwich with sun-dried tomato pesto and freshly cracked eggs. St. Louis Bread Company, live consciously, eat deliciously. I'm Tim Weiland from the Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's kind of like a sports bar without all the wannabes. It's the Big Sports Show, weeknights at 6. Frank Opinion and the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon continues after this on the Big 550, streaming live at KTRS.com.
Hello, St. Louis. It's me again, Denise Bradley from Appliance Discounters. My brother Tony Slimon and I have been extremely busy these days redesigning our website, and we're very happy to announce that we're finished. You can now shop every Frigidaire appliance that we carry along with the Frigidaire specifications. You need a quote through our website? You got it. This website is the most user-friendly website out there. One thing has not changed at Appliance Discounters. You still get the lowest price on any Frigidaire appliance. Remember, Appliance Discounters is locally owned, and we purchase truckloads of appliances and pass the savings on to you. Visit us at any of our four showrooms, Webster Groves, St. Charles, Arnold, and most currently, Baldwin. Or online at our new and improved website, theappliancediscounters.com. One last thing, St. Louis, that I forgot to tell you. Since we have a fully stocked 36,000 square foot warehouse, we can get your appliance delivered to you within 24 hours. Come to Appliance Discounters, where our savings are your savings.
Can your walking cane fold up to one-third its size and then fold out in seconds?
The Hurricane can.
Can your cane instantly adapt to changing terrain, including sand, gravel, and snow?
The Hurricane can.
Can your cane stand on its own, freeing up both your hands when you need them?
The Hurricane Can.
When other canes can't, the Hurricane Can. Unlike old-fashioned canes, the all-terrain Hurricane gives you more stability, more balance, more peace of mind. And now we're offering our best deal ever, plus free shipping. The freestanding Hurricane tackles terrain you'd never try with ordinary canes. And its 3 points of contact give you unparalleled stability. But there's one more important question. Can your cane save you money?
The Hurricane Can.
Because we're offering the Hurricane at an historic low price, plus free shipping. Just call 1-800-600-2949. 1-800-600-2949. 1-800-600-2949.
What are you waiting for? Mortgage rates to go lower than 2.75? Don't miss this opportunity. Find out how much money you could be saving before it ends.
This is Bob Ellman at Golden Oak Lending. It's as easy as picking up the phone and answering a few simple questions. And in about 10 minutes, you'll know just how low your mortgage payment could be. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oak has fixed mortgage rates of 2.75%. That means real monthly savings. Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
We do all the work. We'll get you closed in 30 days, and some programs don't even require an appraisal.
Take 10 minutes. Call 314-567-GOLD and lower your rate to 2.75.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
NMLS 1149-37, 15-year fixed rate, APR 3.588, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD.
K-Baby at Meyer Honda in O'Fallon, Illinois. You know how sometimes you get a song in your head? Usually when you're trying to fall asleep at night, you have all these thoughts and then the song just pops into your head. Same song in the morning, in the shower, you're humming, or in my case, God forbid, singing it. My friend Janie calls it an earworm. This has been happening to me. I don't even like this song, never bought the album, and yet I know all the words. Well, I say enough. Done with it. Wouldn't you sleep better if you had reliability, comfort, safety, and yes, a little fun? I know this is a stretch, but three words. Buy a Honda. Have a new song. One you love to sing. A song you like. You'll learn the words eventually. Consumer Reports' top three recommendations are Honda Accord, Honda CR-V, and Honda Odyssey. Meyer Honda has rates as low as 0.9 for 60 months. Meyer Honda. Have a new song. Meyer Honda, your gateway Honda dealer, MeyerHonda.com.
Have you been to a Creevcore camera lately? Hi, this is Stephen Weiss, the owner of Creevcore Camera. We've made changes. Our salespeople are really making the difference. We get you the right camera at the right price with absolutely no pressure. Plus, we have a school of imaging where you can learn everything about your camera and photography, too. We take photo trips, teach flash photography, wedding photography, camera-specific classes, and even Photoshop. Stop on by any Creevcore camera and you'll see the difference. Visit our website for online photo finishing. Creevcore Camera is the camera outfitters.
Hey, Nikki, do you know where I can get my windows repaired?
What's wrong, Jan?
Well, my windows keep falling down and the locks are broken.
Well, Jan, I just had Genesco Window Products out to my house to replace the rollers and fogged up glass on my patio door.
Oh?
My dad told me about them. He's been using them for years. They just installed new storm windows on his house and replaced the screens on his porch.
Really? How do I get in touch with them?
Let's see. I have their number right here in my phone. It's 314-567-9175. Or better yet, go to their website, GenescoWindowProducts.com.
Thanks, Nikki.
Dad's always taking care of things, but now the house is just too much. I know he worries.
And so do you. That's why there's Westview at Ellisville Assisted Living. What a relief to know that he'll be looked after. From delicious meals and day-to-day activities to making sure he gets his medications and even memory care, we'll be here for him. All with no buy-in fee and affordable month-to-month rent. Schedule a tour today at westviewassistedliving.com. Westview at Ellisville in West County. Life. Worry-free.
It's lunchtime. Forget the burger in the bag. Instead, head to My Daddy's Cheesecake Bakery and Cafe, which has more than 16 varieties of delicious cheesecake, plus a full menu of sandwiches, salads, and wraps made the way you like them. Fresh, tasty, and served with a smile by people who know how to say,
thank you.
Go to KTRS.com, click on the My Daddy's Cheesecake icon, then print the coupon to receive a free slice of cheesecake with the purchase of an entree and drink from My Daddy's Cheesecake Bakery and Cafe on Clayton Road, across from St. Mary's Hospital, next to the original original CBC High School.
If you've shopped for siding, you have probably noticed all the products look alike. One exception is Amazing Plank Acrylic Siding. From the bold, rich colors to the unique wood grain, Amazing Plank Acrylic Siding stands out from the crowd. And since Amazing Plank is the longest one-piece insulated siding system available, unsightly seams are a thing of the past. For a limited time, receive an additional 20% off or 18 months no interest. Call Amazing Siding today, 636-230-5800.
Call Amazing Siding and you'll never paint again.
Stop into your local Chevy dealer today and drive home one of their 11 vehicles that offer 30 mpg highway or better and feel great doing it. Based on EPA estimates, visit fueleconomy.gov for details.
Are you looking to buy a foreclosure?
Did you know the government has grant funds just for that?
Yep, 25 grand or more.
All this and more on Real Estate Radio, Sunday mornings at 9 on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, Roger, bring it in here. Bring it on in. Here we go. Crank it up.
Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug.
What does it make you want to do?
Make you want to holler, holly ho.
Does it burn your tummy?
Burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug.
All right, chugging and lugging out in Southern California is Mike Evans. It's brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. I'll just tell you this. There's a wrong way to do it, a cheap way, and there's a right way to do it where you get your money's worth. The right way would be Thompson Price. ThompsonPrice.com. You may start there first. Here is Mike Evans.
There you go.
There you go, and here you are.
Here I am. Pop quiz question with the Masters.
A tradition like no other.
Oh, that's his golf announcing voice.
Wow. Starting today, the pop quiz question is this. What does it cost for a single ducat to all four rounds of the Masters?
Ooh.
$250, $500, $1,000. Answer in just a minute. On a related story, the most expensive Major League Baseball team to take a family of four to the game for bleacher ducats, parking, peanuts, and soda, Boston Red Sox, $340. $340 for a family of four. Cheapest team to take a family of four to see, Houston. That's $130. Dads and sons and good and bad. The good. Magic Johnson and his very flamboyant gay son, EJ, are really, really close. They are together every Sunday night for family dinners. That's something they've always done. EJ was with Magic this past week at the Dodgers opening game. They are a very close-knit family, despite the fact Magic Johnson, the big jock, and his son, the very flamboyant gay man.
His son's gay. His name is BJ?
Come on, homie. Well, you know you're ruining that's just in poor taste.
Oh, I see what you did there. Poor taste.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, God. You like that?
Era.
The bad, Sean Penn, who is so mad at his jerk son, Hopper.
Hopper Penn?
Hopper Penn.
He's hopping mad.
Talk to Hopper. Oh. Hopper punched a black paparazzi, pushed him down, then called him the N-word as he wouldn't buy him.
Oh, boy.
I wonder where Sean Penn's son could have learned such horrible manners or something like that.
Not from Sean Penn.
Oh, no. Love Nugget Tom Cruise admits that he was totally blindsided by Katie Holmes.
Katie Holmes.
There you go.
And had no idea that she was leaving him. You wonder where some of these rumors start. When I heard that P. Diddy and Kate Hudson were dating, I called a friend of Kate Hudson. And she told me that P. Diddy and Kate Hudson had never even met. Where do these start? Where do these rumors start? Odds and ends, I was supposed to go up next Thursday afternoon with the Blue Angels. But all Blue Angel flights canceled because of budget cuts. Thanks, Obama. That was a dream of mine to go up on the Blue Angels.
No kidding. Seriously, you were supposed to go next week?
Yeah, they are based in El Centro. I had to drive to El Centro, California, about an hour and a half drive, and I was going to go up with them for an hour.
All right, let me just...
We're going to fly all the way to out to Catalina and back.
All right, let me share something with you. I turned down a chance to do that because... I don't like the... I know that John Larrabee is sitting in here, and I remember this. You went up...
In an F-4
and barfed, right?
No, I
thought you did.
No.
I know someone that did, though.
Most
they
people
went up.
Do.
Yeah, they went up in the G-force. Just...
Yeah, and Mike, you need to know that. You may have avoided going up and getting really sick.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I'm pretty freaking manly.
Got that going
okay.
for you.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
All righty.
Speaking of Obama, his closest Hollywood friend is Kevin Spacey. Just thought you should know.
Beautiful.
Bill and Hillary love concerts. This month they're going to see Diana Ross. Next month they're going to see Bon Jovi.
I love a good concert.
What's wrong with your voice?
Nothing.
Just what we need, another award show coming to television.
Yes.
ABC TV, a Dick Clark production, the best DJ award, not radio, vinyl.
Oh, come DJs on.
Vinyl. I know. At a concert last week here in Palm Springs, the Monkees, Gary Puckett, the Grassroots, the Buckinghams, the Turtles, all on the same show. But when the house lights went down, the stage lights came up, there was a house band there. Only one person from each one of those bands came out and sang two songs, and that was...
I'd want my money back.
That is... it was embarrassing.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay,
and now, ladies and gentlemen, Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, one Buckingham.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Here's the grass root.
And a turtle.
Sad.
Oh, man. Yeah.
And finally... with the Masters, a tradition like no other.
That's just got
four. How much did it cost for a four-round pass to go see the Masters? 250 bucks, 500 bucks, 1,000 bucks.
Dan?
Oh, I'll say 1,000 bucks.
It's at least 1,000.
Okay,
1,000.
I got to go 1,000 also.
The ticket price on the ticket is $250 for four. And once the scalpers get hold of them, they go sky high, but only $250 for the four-day pass. What's more, they have these cheese and these olive sandwiches that are known for being famous for southern sandwiches.
Cheese.
That's right.
$1.50 a pop. The Super Club Masters Club sandwich, French fries, and beer, $5.
Wow, I can't believe how reasonable this stuff is.
Very reasonable. They try to keep it all the prices really, really down. But of course, the problem is you got to get the tickets from the Masters. You can't get them from the scalpers.
That's amazing.
I'm Mike Evans. I'm amazing.
Oh.
Mike Evans, brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home, ThompsonPrice.com. I could have sworn, I had a buddy that went to the Masters. I'm not kidding. It seems to me that he came back and told me, man, is that expensive? That it cost him like $3,000 or something. I can't believe that. 4 days for $250 and whatever else he said for a buck and a half and a big meal for five. That just doesn't sound... He drinks. Maybe he's wrong.
Yeah, I think he's crazy.
Maybe he doesn't know what he's talking about. All right, I'm going to do a little bit of business, and we're going to say goodbye, and we're going to thank everybody here. John, I share with you because I just got an email from the station management. It says, Frank, don't bother to come down the hall to the office and try to fight this. This is not negotiable. You and John Larrabee will be on assignment tomorrow. That's what
Whoa,
it says.
Whoa, so, both of you?
Yeah. So, John and I, why are they applauding that? John and I will both be on assignment tomorrow, but... Paul Harvey will be here.
I think it's Harris.
Minnie P, was it?
Paul Harris.
And Minnie P,
I believe,
and Dan will be here for your listening pleasure, so please make them feel welcome. Now, we're going to leave you. I'm going to share with you an idea that I got for the Associated Physicians Group, APG. These are the people that do therapy for, you know, shoulder problems and knees and elbows and whatever. I got an idea of a group that's like a Motown kind of group. And I've got a part of a song written for APG, official APG. It's easy as 1, 2, 3. It can be your shoulder or your knee. APG, APG, come on and see now.
Oh, that's pretty good. Oh.
Thank you. Turn on the end. I'll see that one.
Good.
Thank you. I'll see if I can sell that to them. I think of AP. I remember it by thinking of All Pain Gone. That's the way I like to remember Associated Physicians Group. There are three offices. Clinics, if you want to call them that. O'Fallon, Illinois, Swansea, Illinois, Edwardsville, Illinois. You say, well, what about Missouri? Hang tight. Working on that. I think there may be some good news coming before too long. This all is headed up by a Mayo Clinic-trained physician named Dr. William Tom. He's from Mühlstadt, Illinois. And they're just a... When I visited this place, I was thoroughly impressed. There's some terrific pain management experts there. And so a lot of people who think they have to have knee replacement find out, oh, they didn't really have to have knee replacement. All they needed to know was Associated Physicians Group. They've kept a lot of people from having to live on painkillers or undergo surgery, and that's the business they're in, relieving pain, restoring mobility, and renewing hope. And they diagnose, they treat, they rehabilitate. The big four. Here are the big four reasons people go to Associated Physicians Group. Knee, neck, back, and shoulder. But there are all kinds of other things people come in there for. A carpal tunnel and migraine headaches. You get the idea. You're not going to be able to do this on your own. You're not an expert. You're not a physical therapist. So go somewhere where they know what they're doing. That would be Associated Physicians Group. APGPain.com. That's APGPain.com. Now, I know, Mini-P, we're all caught up, right?
Yes, we are.
We just go to the top and take it to ABC News.
Yep.
As we depart, maybe to return together again as a group on Monday, and maybe not if Peon is back. Mini-P, do you have anything to say? As you, you'll be here tomorrow, but I won't. Mm-hmm. So as part of this show, is there anything you'd like to say to the audience?
I'd just like to thank you, Frank, for letting me be a part of the show.
Wow. Well, that was
it is nice. I'm glad I wrote that down for him. And John, anything, John Larrabee, that you'd have to say to the audience?
Well, I'm looking forward to getting out of here.
That's on honesty. I like honesty.
No, really, I have enjoyed myself this week. I want to thank you very much for letting me come in here and sit around and do it.
Wow, we're glad to have
do
you.
It.
By the way, you're not supposed to do it. They caught you doing it. I can tell you that.
It's always been a problem.
Yeah, you're going to be in some trouble, but they'll deal with you down the hall. And, Dan, I don't have anything to say to you. We've been sitting in the same room for 20 years or something together. We're tired of each other.
I know.
So there's not
Lord.
Much to say. So thank you, folks, for making John welcome this week. And from what we know, Peon's family business will all be taken care of, and he'll be back in here Monday. But if not, I'll be grabbing the telephone and calling in some replacements, and I'm sure Mini-P will be, I hope he'll be available. Other than that, everything back to normal next week. Thank you, folks, so much for the last 4 days, and have a great Thursday evening, everybody. It is 6 o'clock at the Big